I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Is that the one fucking thing you had for this week?
I was trying to do the Rogan podcast.
Train by day, Chris O'Connor by night.
All day.
All day.
Check it out.
This is the Chris O'Connor experience. Welcome to it.
Episode 15.
Holy shit.
Staring out the fucking window, dude, of our studio.
Just looking
at all the other studios, the Rose Studios across the street.
Yeah, we live in a very densely populated studio area.
Yeah.
Mad studios.
We got to get a studio apartment, dude, so we can do our podcast in a more professional setting.
True. We've been receiving a lot of complaints about our audio quality.
What?
Yeah. Bitch ass Lamar Lee was talking shit.
Fuck Lamar.
The only people that don't like it are all fucking dorks.
Lemaire has fucking Google Play. He told me that before.
Yeah.
He was like, can you put it on Google Play? And I was like,
yeah.
The fuck is that?
Yeah, Google Play is for fucking poors.
Yeah, dude. I don't want poor people listening to this.
Actually, Google Play could be for riches.
Really?
I don't know.
Elon Musk probably uses Google.
He's probably against
Apple, dude. Oh, really?
Probably just flies in whoever he wants to
listen
to.
You think he has his, like, own fucking shit?
I bet he doesn't have podcasts. He just flies interesting people to talk to him while he, like, jogs.
Like, time out. He doesn't what?
He doesn't even listen to podcasts.
Oh.
But he just hires someone.
Oh, he hires
people. Sit in his car on his drive home from work.
I totally misheard you.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
No, that makes sense.
No, it wasn't that good.
I thought you said he doesn't have black guys, and I was like, wait, what?
Like, he probably doesn't have black guys. There's a lot of black guys in Tesla.
I'm losing my mind. A Tesla?
Unless it's the space ladies.
Yeah, right, dude. The space ladies.
Unless it's Medea goes to the moon. They're fucking Medea invents. Oh, jeez.
I'm not going to start on that vein. That was my fault. I thought you said that. I was like, what?
Yeah, I didn't say anything about black guys.
No, you didn't.
It's Black History Month, dude.
I know, I made it weird. My bad. I made it weird. Dude, so, what's happening?
It's Black History Month.
Yeah.
Can't be saying shit like that.
I didn't say anything.
I see you got your hoodie on.
Yeah, I do.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a hoodie, too.
Hell yeah.
We're both.
What are you trying to say?
It's nice. We're solidarity.
That's true. We are, dude. This is fucking sick.
Yeah. Pretty hot cast so far.
Oh, it's pretty... Dude, I derailed it.
You've been harshly racist already.
No, I haven't.
You said that shit about hoodies.
I literally thought... No, I did not.
You said Medea goes to the moon, and you said hoodies. We're a minute into this thing.
Oh, man.
You're already racist.
Damn, dude. Look at that guy.
What's he up to? I don't see him. Oh, nice. A white pussy.
Yeah,
walking
exactly.
Through our studio neighborhood? That's fucking surprising.
Get him he looks like a podcaster, actually.
He actually probably listens. He's got a fucking sweater turtleneck on and a fucking snow hat, dude.
And a cool snow hat. Did he have like a cool snow hat with a hat brim?
What a knit billy. What a fucking weird...
A knit billy?
Yeah, I think that's what they're called, knit billies.
The people who wear... that's the name of the hat?
The brim snow hat.
It's called a fucking knit billy?
I'm fairly certain.
That makes it even worse.
Such a weird neighborhood. It's weird to live in an inner city neighborhood because you have black people and then just white fucking pussies.
Yeah.
So really no one to like.
Jesus, dude. We're 3 minutes in. Shane's fucking hot.
Delete this gas. Delete it. It's just a funny thing to say. Anyway.
You became unracist this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I told you that. We watched OJ on Netflix, and if you haven't seen it, and you're thinking about becoming racist, watch it, and you'll be racist. If you want to become racist, toss on OJ on fucking Netflix, and you'll go full fucking racist. So I was watching that. I was feeling hot. I was feeling real Milo-y, and I got into this Uber, and it was a black lady. And she was like, what are you doing tonight? And I was like, I don't know. It might get wild. She was like, I ain't mad at you. And just like that.
You switched right
just
back.
Just write her wonderful, I ain't mad at you, sugar. That's
exactly.
All it took. And I'm right back on
board.
That
does feel good, dude. You get a nice
black
hard
lady.
You get a hard baby every now and again. You're
oh,
just
my
like,
God.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yes, dude. The white pussy's back.
Oh,
you
bought a fucking black and mild.
You got a black and mild, dude.
You bought a fucking black and mild.
Oh,
that
my
guy lives,
God.
I know. I see, he sits outside and smokes his black and milds all the time.
What an artistic dude.
Oh, definitely, dude. He's probably taking photos of, like, apples from, like, 2 inches away right now. Needed a quick black and mild to fucking jostle the old neurons.
But, yeah, a black lady fucking shout-out is the best feeling.
Oh, dude. Okay, baby.
I had two black ladies at the show I did on Saturday, and they were loving it.
Loving it, dude.
And I hit them with some hard...
You're hitting them with the realness, dude.
What's your theory on the moon landing?
I honestly would stand behind NASA, dude. I don't think they lie.
You like that one?
I like NASA.
What about...
I love space.
What about Tower 7, dude?
It's fucking Hillary.
You think that was Hillary in Tower 7?
It's Hillary and Bill, dude. Bill
thinks
she
had one of those dynamite, push down boxes.
No way, Hillary. I'll say Hillary had like the rigged up walkie talkie and was like clear and fucking blew that up.
She got rid of it.
Yeah.
That's nice.
100%.
It's a good theory.
Definitely. She did it to fuck the Bush family, dude. They've been fighting forever. They're like the Greyjoys and the Starks.
I think they're probably in cahoots, those
the Bushes,
those
and the
families.
Bushes and the Clintons?
Yeah.
Now, the Clintons are kind of like new money, like white trash new money. The Bushes are like, fucking get out of here.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway. Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Really, really thoughtful stuff for
Thank
our listeners
you.
To ponder.
Thank you.
This is a classic. This is classic Matt and Shane, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. Shadheads, where you at?
Classic secret podcast.
What's up,
Open
Shadheads?
Up with some hard racism, fall right into some alt-right politics. This is what the Shadheads fucking live for, dude.
Hell yeah. How was your weekend, dude? What'd you do?
Well, I did those shows. Well, I did a show on Saturday, and then I went home Sunday.
Hell yeah.
Hung out with my family. Played a little hide-and-go-seek in the dark with my family.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
It was really, really fun.
That is fun.
It was good, old-fashioned.
We used to call that Predator.
You guys used to call it Predator?
We used to play that, and then we played with my cousins across the street, and fucking one time Ajax got naked. When the lights were out, it was like the whole point is like Ajax is naked. Like you can't fucking land. It was like you're in the dark, so you might just fucking like land on him.
Wait, Ajax got naked on purpose?
Like, yeah, he would, it was like a joke. My cousins used to play Predator and all get naked, so they played hide and seek in the dark and they'd be naked. He was called Naked Predator.
Holy shit.
Because it was like at my house, it was like 998 is my address, and my cousins were 1002, and they're literally across the driveway. So we'd be like, dude, that's fucking Naked Predator, some weird 1002 shit, dude. We don't know about that.
In the house? They would all get naked?
On the top floor, yeah.
Damn.
I think that was back when we lived in Havertown, though.
Naked Predator.
Yeah, dude.
So wait, did they call it Predator because the movie Predator?
I think so, because you can't see. You're like the Predator.
Like
you're
sexual predators.
No. It's just Predator. Like, you're in the movie, you can't see. Everything's black. And you have to, like, try
to
find.
A bunch of naked boys playing tag.
In the dark.
Calling it Predator.
In the dark, so no one knows, dude. I hopefully am not getting that wrong and spreading a vicious lie, but I know someone got naked during Predator. I can say that 100%.
Ajax is going to fuck you up, dude.
Dude, he doesn't give a fuck. He'll sit right there. I'm like, hell yeah, I got naked.
He's going to come through here with a bow, put one through you, dude.
No way.
Strangle you.
No way, dude. Ajax is a fucking... Ajax has been in showbiz forever.
Oh, yeah?
He
knows the game?
He knows the fucking deal. No fucking press is bad press.
True. Ajax is getting a ton of press.
Yeah, dude, doesn't give a fuck.
I saw this. I figured we could talk about this. This chick from Barstool. You ever look at Barstool?
Nope.
Anyway, it's a good website.
Barstool Sports, right?
Yeah. But they do this thing called smoke shows, and they just put up the hottest chicks from like their area. And the one just got in trouble for arson. She was a smoke show a year ago, and then she just got in trouble for like burning her roommate's bed.
Damn.
After a fight, and I was just sitting there, and they show pictures.
Sorry, keep going.
Oh my god, dude!
It was finally me.
Ring the bell.
Woo,
that's one of the hardest.
We might have to take a break.
Oh, that's good. Those stink, dude. Matt eats like such a fucking bitch that all his farts. He eats like gluten free and fucking
dairy free.
All this gay shit.
Basically paleo.
All his farts fucking stink.
Oh my god, that's bad.
Well, anyway.
So what was going on there?
This hot chick got in trouble for arson, and I just know that that's never gonna affect her.
Oh, definitely
she's
not.
She's super hot.
As soon as you said she's hot, I'm like, cool, and like she is an arsonist. I instantly wanted to fuck her. I'm like, oh, this is great.
That's disgusting.
Why?
You shouldn't say things.
That's
like
just
that.
Good energy, dude. If someone's that fucking passionate to like burn someone's bed.
Yeah.
Imagine, dude.
That's somebody you want around.
Yeah.
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 You think that's a good choice?
It's a poor choice, but I'm attracted to it. You don't think, dude, someone burning, like Lisa Left Eye Lopez, burned the whole the dude's house down.
Yeah.
The shit she was doing probably was probably insane. You gotta think about this stuff, dude.
Do you think that was false flag?
Hmm?
Left Eye.
What, you think that was false flag? No, that was the real deal. I mean, whether or not the globalist fucking Manchurian candidate or I don't know, but fucking
I think that was an inside job.
Yeah.
What,
Lisa Left
Eye?
You think it was fucking T-Boz?
I think it might have been Chili.
It might have been Chili. I mean, no one would ever suspect her. She's so sweet.
Chili was the sweet one.
She was a sweet one.
T-Boz was pretty sweet.
T-Boz has a mean streak.
Her name, you would think.
Yeah.
I think she was a sweetheart.
She was sweet in Belly. She was a sweetheart in Belly. She was Nas's wife.
Yeah. That's probably where I'm getting that from.
Yeah. You've been brainwashed by the liberal media.
By Belly.
Damn, dude.
No way.
You serious?
No.
If these chicks were like the hottest, like
if a hot chick walked in here and was like, "Turn the podcast
off." I'm talking
off,
like
say,
the
get
hottest.
The fuck
I'm talking
out of here,
like
you idiot.
I'm talking like on Barstool Sports, like that level of chick that hot.
Those are just hot college chicks. I mean, they're absurdly hot, but still, like if one of them walked in, I'd be like, "Get the fuck out of here."
Yeah, but there's like a level of hot, then there's like Julia Roberts hot.
Julia Roberts?
Yeah, apparently, apparently in real life, Julia Roberts is beautiful.
Julia Roberts is
yeah. Julia Roberts is fucking hot.
What the fuck?
Well, I know someone who's met her in real life, and he was like, dude, she was like...
Dude, you base all of your fucking knowledge off of just firsthand what dudes tell you.
Yeah, people, I get all my knowledge from dudes I smoke weed with. They tell me something, I'm like, whoa. It just seared in as, like, truth. It's like, all
right,
here we go.
Right now, I can see one of those juggalos exhaling a fucking bong hit and be like, Julia Roberts is the hottest chick on earth. That's what just happened in your brain, and then you just recycled it.
She is hot though, dude. There are levels though.
If Julia Roberts walked in here,
have you seen her in real life?
No, I haven't seen her in real life.
I mean you're more of like a material reductionist. I'm more of like an alchemist, like the immediate experience is everything.
Good Christ, dude. What? Are you high right now?
Yeah.
No, it's just what geezers say. Take you behind the woodshed.
Give me the rubber hose.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Dude, how about that time Theo Vaughn fucking stole my joke?
Which one?
About fucking dads just like jerking off in the woods. Like,
yeah, that was
porn.
Sick.
That fucking sucks, dude. I never did it ever again because of him.
Yeah, that Netflix special was tough to watch.
I know.
Theo Vaughn's Netflix special, we watched it and we're like, this fucking blows. And then the next day I was listening to Race Wars and they were like, Theo Vaughn's the best. I was like, what?
What?
And then I did a show and he was on it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you were with Theo Vaughn.
And he crushed and was really funny.
Fuck, maybe he's fucking mad.
Yeah, he is really funny.
Shit, all right.
It's weird because it's not like his material is that... just the way he talks. He's got like a southern accent. He's very charismatic.
I mean, dude, thinking about gay dads like jerking off
and
out of like...
And he did get that material, which that's a good joke.
Yeah, the
gay
fact
dads
that he's
jerking off.
The fact that he's hovering around somewhere up there, it's kind of... That's impressive.
Yeah. The fact that he's close to your level.
Exactly. The fact that he's somehow kind of like reaching up to the fucking heights I'm fucking looking down from, it's like... How'd you like the show? The fucking crashing?
Oh, crashing? I don't know. I don't really like Pete Holmes.
Yeah, he kind of sucks.
I don't know.
That'll definitely do it. My brother took these things. It was like Lance Armstrong's like supplements. Lance Armstrong put out like a powder. My brother took it and it was literally the worst smelling farts I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, steer clear of that, listeners. Lance Armstrong supplement. I can't believe my fucking brother took that. I don't even think he was working out. I think he was just taking the Lance Armstrong supplements.
Fucking nice supplement to take.
Yeah, I know.
Lance Armstrong like, fart powder?
He doesn't even ride a bike. He was just taking Lance Armstrong supplements. I didn't realize that.
Oh, fuck. You ever take any supplements?
Oh, my God, yeah. Dude, I've had nothing but negative experiences.
What happened?
Well, at creatine, I broke out. Like, every protein powder makes me, like, fart like crazy. I took a Animal M-Stack one time, which I don't think's even... I think it's banned. It was, like, one of those things that increased your testosterone. So I was 19. I was, like, super... 19 to, like, 21. I was, like, real fucking into lifting. All I did was, like, I, like, monitored my protein intake. Like, I really tried to bulk for real.
That's sick.
Dude, it was awesome. And I took before and after pics and everything.
What?
Yeah.
Do you still have them?
No, my brother's. Oh. When I was bulked, it was before I cut. I took them before.
Holy shit!
My fucking brothers got their hands on it and fucking leaked it onto Facebook.
They
dude,
got
I was
your
so
fucking
mad.
Before pics.
It was just me all chubby and like red faced from squeezes and like.
My friend is hilarious. My friend's dad was gonna lose a lot of weight. Yeah. He's a geezer too. He's like, he's probably in his late 50s, and he tried to like motivate himself by putting before pictures on Facebook.
No.
He's just this old Italian dude with fucking his shirt off taking pictures. Oh. And then he never lost weight, so there were never after pictures.
Oh.
He just posted four pictures.
That's so fucking sad. Was there like wood paneling everywhere in the background behind
he
him?
Was in his bathroom, and I remember like it seemed like the lights were off. And it was like with the flash from the camera.
Oh my God.
Holy fuck, they were funny.
That's so fucking sad.
Oh, man. Can you imagine posting before pictures and then just never working
out? And just not having the gumption to follow. That was like one manic episode on the couch of like, I got to turn it around.
Time.
Embarrass self on Facebook, never follow through.
Holy fuck.
Imagine if he was a hammered drunk, too, and was just like, oh, God.
Probably forgot.
Yeah, I woke up and was like, oh, fuck. I posted before pictures again. Oh, that's so fucking funny.
Just the thought process of that is great. Just like, I'm going to humiliate myself. I'm going to do it.
Oh, my God. And then just never follow through.
And then never post an after picture.
Jesus Christ. That's so grim.
Even if you post an after picture, you're fucking gay.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Like, I hate to do this, but I'm super proud.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck. I just realized my girlfriend just did that.
Well,
well, if you're
a
chick, it's all right.
100% forgivable. Yeah. It's actually...
Chicks, it's legal.
It's nice. It's actually nice. I like that you guys do that. Guys do it. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anytime a comedian gets on stage and is like, so I just lost 35, it's like, dude, just please fucking jump off the stage. This isn't the fucking TED Talk or like your motivational commercial.
That's what comedy is now, dude.
Yeah, it is. It's like, here's how we think about this and here's how we can just like shut up, dude.
Yeah, why don't you try fucking being funny?
Please talk about your dick like or some other
Tell
guy's
us
dick.
About your... Nah, never mind.
No, that is fucking lame. I don't like that shit. But yeah, no, I took some suppies, dude. They didn't work out.
They didn't?
The last one I took had the stuff called like methyloxylone that apparently like increased your testosterone, which I literally, the only research I was like, if you increase your testosterone, you get jacked. And I was like, perfect. Like, I didn't do any sort of reading.
Nice.
So I was taking this shit and like 3 days in, I was in my room and I'm just like sitting there and I felt real glum and I'm like, dude, it's like no one's called me in like 3 days. It's like the only people who call me are just calling me for middies. People just want middies off me. I had middies at the time. My friend gave me some middies. And, whatever. Oh, man. And,
oh, my God.
Yeah, so I looked it up, and apparently they were
Get the
increasing
fuck out of
my,
here, Kyler.
Ah, there's a motherfucking hand in the studio.
There's a broad walking down the steps. The old walk of shame.
Oh, here it comes again.
The walk of shame through the podcast.
Damn, dude.
Broads.
Wow.
Get out of here.
I was just telling a riveting fucking tale, really a coming-of-age tale.
Sorry to interrupt.
It's all right.
It's Kyla.
Have a good day.
Thank you guys, too.
Later on.
Just going to grab my keys there.
Oh, no doubt.
You want to say anything into the cast?
Talk about
you. Try again.
I don't want to. All
right.
All right. There you have it.
I fucked it.
Later.
See you later. All right.
That's our second guest on the podcast.
Yeah. We've got some good guests.
Well, actually, third or fourth. But yeah, basically what happened is I looked it up, and apparently I was sitting, when I was like feeling all like, no one's calling me, people are just like using me, in my head, literally, I stopped, the shred of sanity I had left, I was just like, why am I thinking girl thoughts? That was my brain at 19. I was like, I'm having girl thoughts right now, and I looked it up. And apparently that putting testosterone in your body increases your estrogen. So I was spiking my estrogen.
So you're having girl thoughts.
Girl thoughts, yeah, literally.
That's tough. How do you feel about that?
I'm better now. I never took that shit again. Nothing but dude thoughts from there on out.
You never have girl thoughts?
Nah, dude. Yeah, sometimes I'll have girl thoughts. When I get depressed, I get girl thoughts. I'm like
what?
It's like, this is so hard. I don't know what to do with myself. Shit like that.
So you think girl thoughts are just being sad?
Yeah.
Anytime you're sad, you're like, this is gay, dude.
Yeah. Let's do push-ups. I'm like, I feel better now.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I do push-ups, take a nap.
Powerful stuff.
Get out
do
of the,
you
get out of the
in
girl
a ball
thoughts.
And jerk off like you always do?
Dude, I am getting Milo'd on this, dude. I'm not fucking... All I do is, at the very end, I curl. I just fucking tuck and roll. Like an action hero, dude. Like an 80s action hero at the end. I'm like, whoa! It's like, wow! And I fucking... And I shoot it. I was actually thinking of you when I shot the other day. I was being careful not to get it anywhere.
God damn,
dude.
I pissed myself the whole time.
Oh, dude.
You ever shit in the ocean?
No, but my friend did.
You strike me as somebody who would...
No, actually, I don't really shit in the woods. I never shit in the woods, really. My one friend shit in the bay.
You mean really?
Maybe I've done it once out of necessity, but I don't really... Like, I have a cousin who shit in the woods, like, four times.
Shitting in the woods. I had a friend do it.
Did you ever see?
Fucking
did you ever watch? Did you ever see it happen?
It's so funny.
I look back, and my cousin Timmy was shitting in the woods. Dude, when you're not dropping into a toilet, your turds are way longer. They don't hit the water and get all jostled. This dude had like a fucking this dude had like a monkey tail hanging from his back. I turned around, I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah, dude, shitting out of water is
dude, did you shit in the ocean?
I never shit in the ocean.
My friend shat in the bay.
I don't think I've ever shat publicly. I don't think I've ever shit like in anywhere nature. Except in a toilet.
Yeah, I mean, I like avoid porta potties too. I don't even like them.
Oh my god, I can't remember the last time I shit in a porta potty.
I've had to do it a couple. I've had to do it a couple times, dude. I've had it done. It sucks.
There's nothing worse than like going to a concert or something. Yeah. Like something when it's hot, like in the summer.
Yeah.
And you go into a porta potty to take a piss.
Dude, a job
and
site.
There's just turds on top of turds.
Dude, I don't know. Oh, I've shit in porta potties in the dead of summer and in the dead of winter, and I honestly can't tell you what's worse. I one time went to work and had a shit at 7 in the morning in January outside in a porta potty, and it was my little bird was so cold, dude. Oh, my God, that sucked.
That's terrible.
My poor little bird.